When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The 49ers Rush platform is looking for sponsors for the 2024 49ers season. Help out his podcast, and we have rates as low as $75 starting just so you can advertise with us. We have over 100,000 social media subscribers and average well over 20,000 views/listens per episode. So get on with the faithful and get your product out there. Reach out to us at 49ersrushpodcast@gmail.com and get started today.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? Coming to you bright and early in the morning. I apologize for the time. We're going live 5:50 a.m., which is ridiculous, on the 6th of August. And the main reason why, I have to go to training camp in less than an hour. So I tried to wait off as long as I could to go live to talk about this. Brandon Ayuk, the madness has reached a new level. The 49ers came out. Now, he has not been traded as of now. And, you know, I just kind of want to go through everything that's going on, what my take on it is, and all those different things. The 49ers and Matt Maiocco, and I say that collectively for a reason, put out, you know, this article last night that the 49ers have a trade framework kind of agreed upon with two teams, the Cleveland Browns and the New England Patriots. Okay. Like, basically say, look, man, you work out a deal with one of these and you get traded. Now, a couple things. The Pittsburgh Steelers, where he wants to go, they don't have anything agreed to. And the Washington Commanders, who he also wants to go to, because, you know, Jaden Daniels, his old buddy from Arizona State, they pulled out of trade negotiations. So the 49ers hold all the cards here. I still believe that. Yeah, things have not gone the way the 49ers want to go. And I truly do believe that this is the calling of a bluff, the 49ers to Brandon Ayuk. You know, he did the hold in, let everybody know they don't want me, staged that corny-ass video with Jaden Daniels, like, oh, they don't even want me. They told me they don't want me back, which was, like, stupid, whatever else. He was going by the Debo playbook. Well, the Debo playbook took a turn when, you know, he started doing a little, and again, I don't fault him for doing anything. I don't fault Debo for doing anything. They're fighting for generational wealth that they have earned because of how they have played in this sport. And I hope that he gets paid. The difference is the 49ers have had an offer on the table, $26 million per year, right? Back to that, you know, silver report, whatever you want to do with that. But he's wanting 30 plus. There's a gap there. And it's only like $4 million a year. And the 49ers are playing hardball. They really, really are. And they're like, look, man, if you want this trade, go get this trade. You can go get paid your $30 million a year with these two teams. Now, it's not the teams right here, Strawberry. They pick the two teams he doesn't want to go to. Yeah, this is negotiating and posturing and saying, hey, if it's all about the money, buddy, good luck. You go to these cold-ass weather teams that don't have success, and you play with Deshaun Watson, or you play for one of the worst rosters in the NFL in New England. Now, he doesn't want to go there. He doesn't. It makes sense. And, you know, there were some reports out there from some Cleveland and Patriots writers with, you know, 100,000-plus followers, whatever, if you want to give them credence, that's cool, saying his agent basically said, we don't want to do a deal with you. This was before the Maiocco report. He wants to go, and he even said this on the Pivot podcast, he wants to go to the Steelers and the Commanders. 49ers said, well, Steelers don't have a deal that we like, and I get that because the Steelers, Mike Tomlin's never had a below 500 record. So if you're going to be getting draft capital plus a player, the only way for a Steelers trade to take place is if you're getting one hell of a player back, because that draft pick, it's going to be in the back half, guaranteed, guaranteed of whichever round you're getting. So then you look at the Steelers, it's like, man, what wide receiver could you get from them? And it's like, ugh, not good. They're not trading Pickens. That's not coming across in that deal. There's nothing really significant there that's going to help you this year. So for the 49ers, you're like, man. And again, I see all these trade stuff being put out there. Rookies and second year players almost never get traded. So we're dealing in the slimmest of slim margins to start with anyway. So like people say, like Troy Fontenot, I would love that. Their first round pick, that would be incredible. I don't even think that's on the table or even negotiable. Darnell Washington, their tight end that they got last year, I would love that. But again, second year player, they really like him. Pat Freiermuth, maybe, but I don't think that he wants to come here. Yeah. Anyway, we're already in just very weird territory anyway, because this almost never happens where post-draft you trade a player of this significance to, you know, another team without a deal worked out. So slimmest of slim margins there. Now, the 49ers are basically, again, I think it goes back to this. You've got this deal, $26, $27 million a year. You're saying it's not going to work for you? Cool. Go trade to one of these two teams. We've got deals in place. We'll talk about those deals that I think might be in place. And just say, hey, go ahead, man. We're just going to chill here. And if you want to be with us and play for a Super Bowl and make a couple million dollars less, that's you. You've got to decide that. So now it's up to Ayuk and his agent to go to the Browns or to the Patriots and basically say, hey, what could you pay us? I'm going to guess it's going to be around $30 million. I doubt it'd be a lot more than that. So is $3 million more a year worth playing for the Patriots or the Browns? Now, also, what I think is kind of funny, you look at Brandon Ayuk, you know, born in California, grew up, went to high school in Nevada, played at Arizona State, gets drafted by the Niners, has played his whole career in California. He's been in some warm climates. And so now we're going to trade you to, you know, one of these spots where it's going to be freezing cold, non-competitive. The Browns are competitive. I understand that. But do you really believe Deshaun Watson's going to be the guy that brings them to whatever? They've never even been to a Super Bowl. You were in a Super Bowl. Like, you see the difference there? How much could that be? And so I don't know. It's interesting. Now, if we look at what I think the trade packages, and again, these are kind of the most common overall things that are being thrown out there, I think the Browns make the most sense for the 49ers, because you would be getting probably Amari Cooper back. He's in the last year of his deal. He's 30 years old. He's not near as good as Brandon Ayuk. I don't think anybody, you know, is whatever. But you look at him, he's 30 years old going in the last. This would be a contract dream for the 49ers. If you traded for him, you know, basically what you've got to pay him right at what you're paying Ayuk on that fifth-year option, it's going to be about $15 million. Then he's, you know, like, that's it. And that's a void year. So what happens is this year, 2024, Amari Cooper, you only owe him $1 million if you traded for him on his current contract. You'd probably have to redo something, but you'd be able to get a very, very cap-friendly deal, and that would help you out financially. So the cap ramifications are huge there. And then on top of that, guess what? You look at what he's done the past 2 years, back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons, just like Ayuk. Is he as good as Ayuk? No. But, you know, I keep seeing like, well, Ayuk blocks like so well, and he does. He really, really does. I'm not trying to downplay that. Amari Cooper's run blocking is nowhere near Brandon Ayuk, but it's above average. It's not like he's a bad guy. And again, let me just say all these things. I don't think Ayuk's going to get traded. I would not trade Ayuk. I still think that the fifth-year option and a tag next year is very likely. But the 49ers are basically saying, like, look, man, you've got to put up or shut up. If it's all about the money, then you can go. Walk out the damn door. Not going to send you to a good spot. We're not going to do that. One, I don't want you to send you to the NFC, the conference. So the trade, let's just say hypothetically, the Browns and the Washington Commanders offered the exact same trade. The 49ers would not take the Commanders ever. Why? Because they're in their division. They're going to play them, possible playoffs, all those different things. Not going to do it. It's Adam Peters. Like, not that you don't want to trade Ayuk to a former 49ers guy, but you believe in Adam Peters and you're thinking eventually he's going to right that ship in Washington and we're going to have to compete with him in the playoffs. AFC is a whole nother thing. So, like, again, if all these offers were the exact same, you take New England first because they're the worst team by far. So whatever draft compensation you get is going to be better. Then you would take the Browns. Then you would take the Steelers. Then you would take the Commanders, last case scenario. Now, that's not to Brandon Ayuk's liking, but that's what it is. Now, back to this Amari Cooper thing in the Browns. I think that the trade parameters would be Amari Cooper in a third or Amari Cooper in a fourth, probably more likely Amari Cooper in a fourth. So you're getting a player now, and you're getting a decent draft pick because the Browns are kind of in 50-50 territory, similar to the Steelers. So that's what I think. Now, if we look at the Patriots are a bottom five team in the NFL, no matter how you look at it. That roster is devoid of talent. They're trying to build around Drake May, who I actually like a considerable amount. Terrible O-line. They've got a lot of number two and number three wide receivers, whatever else. So the most common name is Kendrick Bourne coming back. And I'm just like, eesh. Kendrick Bourne's a good player. And I love Kendrick Bourne's attitude. I love Kendrick Bourne's moxie. He's familiar with the system. He can help and do all those things. That's great. But he does not benefit you at all this year. Kendrick Bourne doesn't help you. Yeah, another guy in the rotation, but I was just talking about the other day at training camp. I have no clue how in the world they're going to pick their last two wide receivers. Is Kendrick Bourne better than Ronnie Bell, Danny Gray, like any of those guys? Chris Conley? I'm sorry, I'm taking Chris Conley. Now, that might be ridiculous, but you look at the blocking. People forget, Kendrick Bourne was the worst blocker, wide receiving blocking, run blocking guy we had on our team the entire time he was here.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Well, actress Katherine Heigl, who saved over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says they've done a lot of research and they've come up with the idea, you want to help dogs' health, you got to help their food. So they've decided to come together and create something called Superfood Complete. It's made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Now, I got to be honest with you, Lucy, our French bulldog, she's a picky eater. A lot of times we can't get her to eat very often. It's just the way she is. She's spoiled. It's what it is. We sprinkled just a little bit of Badlands Ranch on her old food just to kind of mix before we made the transition. That's not an issue any longer. She goes right for it. She doesn't wait. She enjoys it. The health benefits, all those different things are there just because it's healthier food. So if you want your dog to experience these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/49ers. That's BadlandsRanch.com/49ers. Get 50% off your regular priced order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. BadlandsRanch.com/49ers and get your dog that food today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I am so excited to announce our new platform launched, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going, but the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, Ayuk, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme. Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the 49ersrush.com, sign up, join the community, and plus we got a 7-day free trial. So,
and so you get worse, and you're hoping for a pick. So that Kendrick Bourne, it's going to be Kendrick Bourne in a second, which Josina Anderson, who's done a really good job throughout this whole thing, said the Patriots are offering basically the exact same deal that they have been offering for Ayuk this entire time. And news came out that they offered the number 34 overall pick for Brandon Ayuk before the draft. 49ers said no. I would have said no too. I said top 20 pick, or we're not even, this isn't even being, you know, arranged. So now that tells me it's a second round pick with maybe a little extra gravy on there. Probably Kendrick Bourne, which I don't like. I would, not that I don't like Kendrick Bourne. I do. I don't think Kendrick Bourne helps the 49ers at all this year over what you already have. I really don't. Juwan Jennings is 100 times better than Kendrick Bourne. I don't even think it's close. Now, Kendrick Bourne might have a little bit more speed, but not much. You lose all the physicality. He's not, you know, the vertical threat anyway. It's just another one of those guys that I feel like you already kind of have. I really, really do. Now, another thing. People keep asking me, man, has Ricky Pearsall looked that good in camp that they're comfortable moving off of Brandon Ayuk? The answer is no. The answer is heck no. Not that Ricky Pearsall's looked bad, but Ricky Pearsall is still behind Chris Conley, Roddy Bell, Danny Gray on the depth chart, and the rotations. Maybe that changes soon, and I think eventually he's going to pass those guys, obviously, but like rookie wide receivers in the Shanahan system, that's steep. It's a steep learning curve. That's not a simple process. So even though you have Ricky Pearsall kind of, you know, on the bench, and you're like, yeah, eventually he's going to be the guy, and I think that he will be a starter eventually. He's a first-round pick. I don't even think that's close. Like, I don't think he factors even into the equation. I really, really don't. I saw somebody, sorry, the chat's blowing up, and I really appreciate you guys. What about Jerry Jeudy at a first? That's not on the table. That is not on the table. I don't think that a first-round pick is on the table at all. Plus, Jerry Jeudy, they just paid a ridiculous amount of money to. So the contract doesn't really even work that well. It works, but I don't think the 49ers, I don't think the Cleveland Browns would be into that. They just did a $41 million guaranteed. So they've already paid out $41 million on the $52 million contract. So I don't think that there's any way Jerry Jeudy takes part in this. Again, first-year rookies and first-year contracts, like big contracts, that's a $52 million deal that they signed Jerry Jeudy. You can't trade those. This ain't the NBA or any of that stuff. Like, they already paid $41 million for him. They don't get that back. Those are the guarantees that already went out with the signing bonus and all those things. So they're not going to eat $41 million, then trade for Ayuk, and then pay $30 million a year. That just doesn't happen. Like, I like the idea of it. I've seen a lot of people talk about Matt Judon. Shoot, I love it. But again, look at here. I'm pulling up his contract now. Matthew Judon. Okay. Let's see. He's in the last year of his deal, so that's beneficial. He had a 2-year deal that they kind of reworked. If you traded for him now, it would cost $6.7 million against the cap this year, and he's got a void year next year, but you don't have to worry about that. You could negotiate. It's only $2.3 million. So that kind of makes sense. Does that help you as a wide receiver? Would it be Judon and Kendrick Bourne? Well, now you're talking about Judon, Bourne, and a third-round pick, and you probably got to send something their way. Brandon Ayuk at a fifth for Judon, Kendrick Bourne at a third. It probably might even be a fourth. You know what I mean? So, yeah, not that I disagree with it. I like that better. That helps the 49ers now. Now you would have four defensive ends that are studs in Bosa, Leonard Floyd, Yetur Gross-Matos, Judon. I would put Judon right at Floyd, maybe a little bit better. Now, if you do that, Judon's going to be pissed. He's going to flip out. Maybe it's enough for him to go play for, you know, a title that, you know, gets it over there. But we'll have to see. And again, all this goes back to none of this. This is posturing, guys. I really do believe that. The 49ers want to keep Ayuk. This is, man, we're not making any headway in these conversations. So it's put up or shut up. Look, dude, you want the money? And I think the 40, and Brandon Ayuk and his agent are sitting back going, damn it. Like, this is not what they wanted. So if you're upset as a 49ers fan, trust me, Brandon Ayuk is more upset right now because he's got to make the decision that Davante Adams made 2 years ago where, man, I'm going to walk away from a winning franchise, a good coaching staff, and just go chase money. Is that worth it? I don't know. Everybody's got to make their own choices. I don't fault anybody for going after money. I really, really don't. And I think Brandon Ayuk has earned whatever it is he wants. But I guarantee you, Brandon Ayuk does not want the Cleveland Browns, and he does not want the New England Patriots. So the 49ers kind of are, I think this is kind of smart. It sucks that it's gotten to this point. I don't think that they should pay $30 million. I'm in the camp that, look, it's a new CBA. Le'Veon Bell, that was a different CBA. You can't do that anymore. Now times, I'm like, I'm a jerk. And I love Ayuk, and I want him to be happy. But I would say, look, man, it's $27 million, or we got you for 3 years. We're going to make you play on the fifth-year option. We're going to tag you the next year and maybe trade you. So tag and trade next year is a possibility. But if not, fifth-year option, you play out on the tag, then we'll tag and trade you again. And if we got to let you play for 3 years and then walk out the door, so be it. We'll still get compensation pick, which will probably be a third-round pick, comp pick. And on top of that, like, our Super Bowl window's open now. We want you for 5 years. That's what we want. But we're not going to pay you $30 million. And I understand that maybe that's what your value is. And that's what your market is. But sorry, the CBA says we have complete and utter control. And if you don't like it, you can sit out. But if you do sit out, your contract tolls. It's not Le'Veon Bell. This is the new CBA. The rookies don't have any power. And I don't know why the players voted on it. I know why the players voted on it, because they upped the minimum contracts by about $100,000. And it was just simple majority vote wins. They snuck one in. They gave them less than 24 hours to read through everything and vote. It was absolutely just a butcher job against players' negotiated rights. But it passed. So here we are. You got to deal with it. You got to deal with it. Now, if he plays on the 15th or the fifth year option, that's $14.1 million. He's going to lose $900,000 every game he sits. And maybe he sits a game or two. You saw that with Chris Jones last year with the Chiefs. Sat out a couple games, then joined. Well, that's cool. You're missing out on $1 million a game. This is somebody that's, I think he's made like $12.5 million in his career, Brandon Ayuk. Here, I'm pulling it up now. Here we go. Yeah, he's made $12.5 million in his career. So you're going to miss out on basically 1/12 of your entire career earnings per game. It's not like he's, you know, Brock Purdy getting paid $900,000 for the season. This dude's making it one game what Brock Purdy's making the entire season. The entire season. That's why I think, man, if I'm the Niners, you put out these things, which he doesn't want, and you say, look, go to these crappy teams in cold weather and get paid, collect your money. Awesome. But if not, guess what? You got to come back. You either come back and sign the deal we got you, we're not changing it, or you're playing on the fifth-year option, and you're only going to make $14 million. Instead of that $27 million, you're going to leave $13 million on the table. We're offering you $26, $27 million. You're going to play for $14.1 million this year? That's cool. You want to leave $13 million on the table? That's fine. I know you want $16 million. Million more for this year, but we're offering you 13 and you can compete, and you got Brock Purdy, and you got this team that you want to stay on theoretically. What's going to happen now? Real quick, I want to get to some more questions and comments because there's a lot there, but before I do, if you're going anywhere to any 49ers games this year, you got to join us.
All right, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com is live. Tickets are available for all of our road trips this year. Just go to 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Click here for tickets. Brings you to our landing page here, and you can see all the events that we're doing. And so once you pick an event, you just click on 49ers Bucks, scroll down. You can see our pre-party. You can see our tailgate. You pick what you want to do there. And right now, the prices are as low as they're ever going to be. They only go up. So we got early bird pricing till we sell a certain number of tickets. You can check out there. You get a QR code ticketing site, which we built ourselves, which I'm so excited about. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Go party with the faithful. All right, and just a real quick update. I'm flying out Thursday, heading out to Tennessee for the preseason game. So any Niners fans that are going to be out in Tennessee, Nashville's always a good time. Come join us. We're going to be hosting an event at PBR Live in Nashville. It's, you know, right downtown in the thick of all things Nashville. Starting at 2 p.m. the day of the game. It's $10 at the door. First drinks free. Going to be a really good time. Music, trivia, raffles, giveaway. We're all going to walk to the stadium together. So 2 p.m. game time, you know, day of the game, we're going to get together, have a good time, and then walk out there. So let's get to just a couple more just things that I want to talk about. Okay, Trent Williams and the Brandon Ayuk deal really have nothing to do with each other. I truly do believe that. I think that they are independent of each other. The Trent Williams deal is already worked out. The guaranteed money's the issue. And so what you're going to have to do is just basically front a lot more money to Trent Williams. He's got no more guaranteed money on his deal. He's still got 2 years left. So I don't think that you have to add years. And so it's not going to really affect the salary cap and all those things, but the guaranteed is going to change. So your average per year and all that stuff doesn't really have to change too much. And again, one of these deals does not affect the other one. And the other thing is, well, you got to save all this money for Brock Purdy. I don't know about that either. Brock Purdy's deal, that cap hit isn't going to hit for another 2 to 3 years because he's going into his fourth year next year, right? So Brock Purdy, 2025, only a $1 million cap hit. You're going to do an extension, and you're going to be able to push that cap hit way down the road. I've talked about this a lot on the show. If this is your first time hearing me talk about, look at the Jalen Hurts deal. Like, here, I'll pull it up just to give the exact numbers because it just shows you Jalen Hurts signed his deal, like, 3 years ago, right? 2 years ago, he signed his extension. His cap hit this year, so going into year three, is $13 million. His cap hit's lower, Jalen Hurts, than the fifth-year option for Brandon Ayuk. So, like, that's not throwing the scales. And again, you look at 2025, Jalen Hurts cap hit $21 million. It doesn't hit $31 million until you're into year five, six of the deal. So, not saying Brock Purdy's not going to get paid, but the way the 49ers structure everything is they always push back. You can get to 2029. Jalen Hurts has a cap hit of $97.5 million. But that's just a built-in restructure point. We did the same thing with Trent Williams after the first 3 years. If he retired, we would have been able to offload that. He didn't retire, thank God. So the money's there. And if you look at the 49ers, you know, how much cap they have, the 49ers, they're sitting most cap space in the NFL. They have $52.2 million cap space for this year. So you've got enough money to shift a lot to Trent. You've got enough money to do an extension. The 49ers just basically have set their ceiling on Brandon Ayuk. This is what we think you're worth. This is what we think we're going to pay you. Not even this is what we think we're going to pay. This is all we're going to pay you. It's at $26, $27 million range. You don't like it? Go to the cold weather. They're literally trying to send this dude to Siberia. Now, I think that the Niners are basically saying, choose, we're sitting here, we're going to be in competition for titles from here on out. We have no quarterback uncertainty. You know everybody here. It's simple. We want you back, man, but not at the price that you want. We all want $30 million. And I always say this all the time. I wanted to go on a date with Scarlett Johansson. My wife said no. That's just the way that it goes. I don't think Scarlett Johansson would say yes either, or her husband. But I'm just saying that's an analogy, right? Like, it ain't happening. It's not going to happen. It's what I want,
And yeah, I'd like to make $30 million too. That ain't happening either. Unless you like and subscribe and support the 49ersrush.com. I'm just joking. But anyway, it's just, I hope that this gets resolved soon. And the longer it goes with no information or no new whatever, the more likely it is that Brandon Ayuk is going to play on the fifth-year option. And man, as an agent, as a player, I just could not do that. There's no way. You are leaving so much money on the table. Like, again, if I play on the $14.1 million option, fifth-year option, Brandon Ayuk, that's what's on the table right now. It's fully guaranteed for injury, whatever else. You're getting $14.1 million. That doubles your career earnings. Was that 12 and a half through his 4 years? Now 14.1 in 1 year. That's great. But then they can franchise tag you after that for like 27. Dude, you can get 27 now. You are literally leaving $13 million on the table over that $3 million bump from 27 to 30. I don't know. If he wants the money, go get it. Go get it. And I'm not anti-player. That's not it at all. The new CBA says players don't have control. And you want Brandon Ayuk to be happy. And you don't want this to turn into a toxic situation. You don't want those things. But you're here. And the 49ers were the ones making corny videos saying, oh, they don't want me. And releasing practice footage of other teams and say that you want to go to those teams. That was you. That was you. You played your cards. This is where you are. And I hope he gets paid. And I love Brandon Ayuk. He's my son's favorite player. I think I've given away like 25 Brandon Ayuk signed jerseys at all of our road trips. Like, at the end of the day, you got to pick. You go to the Browns or the Patriots, or you take $27 million. I really think that's the only options that's on the table. Love this dude, and I really hope that we get to keep him, because the 49ers get worse as soon as this trade happens, if it happens. Gets worse. And I don't want the 49ers to get worse. The best thing on the table is to get our, you know, Ayuk signed long-term. Next best thing is Ayuk, fifth-year option, cap at least 2 years, then let him go, or cap and trade, whatever else. The next best option would be Amari Cooper and probably a third. I don't even want anything to do with that New England trade. I just don't want it. That pick would be a top 40 pick next year, but we see what we do with draft picks. Like, and I don't think that we're a bad drafting team, but we sit them. So if you do the New England Patriots trade for Kendrick Bourne and a second-round pick in 2025. Okay, well, you draft the guy in 2025. We redshirt our rookies. Now you're waiting until 2026. I don't want to wait that long. That's layaway. Uh-uh. If you're going to do that, you should have done it beforehand. And yeah, right here, Jay. You don't want to leave. This is all just BS, business tag. And I've fought tooth and nail not to talk about this stuff. But now we have trade offers on the table, confirmed by NFL sources that are legitimate and not Ricky B, Utah, 57319er, like with 500 followers or whatever. Like, my rule of thumb for breaking news, I can't have more followers than you. I'm sorry. I just can't. Like, not that I am the threshold for credibility. I'm not an insider. I don't have sources. I don't want sources. I'm a fan that goes to all the games and gets people together and has drinks and have a good time. That's all I want. And so, I don't know. Ricky B, 49er, Utah, at 37959er. I apologize if I offended you. Keep doing your thing, man. And so, right here, Dan, do we still have Perong? Yeah, Perong Marate. He is still the one managing things, and I think that he's done very well. And I think another reason why we're here is probably one of his biggest mistakes. And I contribute this. This is a Shanahan, Lynch, Jed York, Parag Marante. All of those people, you have to put them together. I think that you have to. The DeForest Buckner trade didn't go well. They chose Armstead, Jimmy Ward, Kinlaw over DeForest Buckner. And why did that trade happen? Because they started negotiating before the draft and realized, man, we're really far apart. Let's go ahead and trade them away. Trade obviously didn't go the way that everybody else wanted to go. So they changed their playbook. And they said, look, man, we're not going to negotiate these trades till after the draft so that we have all the leverage and that we can't have the Buckner thing happen again. And it's worked. Kittle, Warner, Bosa, Debo. It has worked time and time again until Brandon Ayuk. And it is still a possibility this deal gets done and he's here long term. So I still believe that it is. But it's not always going to work. Like, marriages don't always work. Relationships don't always work. Sometimes, it's funny because I always talk to people. I've been married for like 18 years. Like I say, like, man, if both people want to be together, it's going to find a way. The problems happen whenever one person don't want to be together anymore. It doesn't matter what the other person does. If one person wants out, bye. And, like, I appreciate your time here. Awesome. And that's Brandon Ayuk right now. The 49ers are sitting there saying, look, dude, we want you. I'm sorry you think you're worth this. This is what we can pay. And if you want that pay, you can go get it right now. It's right there. You want to date other people? Go ahead, buddy. Let's see if the grass is greener. Ask Devontae Adams how he's doing right now. And I'll say this right here. What's up, Floyd? Ayuk's agent has given him bad advice through all this. They've done it. Ayuk's agent is John Lynch's agent. They share the same guy. Like, they share the same guy. This is an Ayuk thing. Ayuk's agent didn't film that corny-ass video saying, they don't want me. They said they don't want me back. Dude, you chose to go down this path, and it worked for Debo. Sorry. Do you want to be here? Cool. If not, enjoy the Patriots. Oh, they're doing them dirty. I'll tell you this. What's the saying? Like, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. The 49ers are that woman right now. Like, you don't want to be with me? Cool. We're going to send you to two of the worst places in the United States. Sorry. I like Boston, the city, but not for 4 months of the year. And look at that roster. It is dog trash, man. Greg, look at this. Garrett says, I hope your wife isn't watching between Scarlett and this. Oh, dude, I'm honest all the time. She knows me. She's awesome. She's the best ever. And I just use the Scarlett Johansson as, like, everybody knows who she is. It's just an analogy. I actually don't even like Scarlett that much. I'd reject her. That's all I'm saying. Anyway. Having said all those things, I got to leave. I'm heading off to training camp. I'll be going live after training camp today. Maybe we'll get some more news. I don't think we're going to get more news. I think Shanahan's going to have to clarify some certain things, and he's going to be very cryptic and void and short with his answers in the press conference. Just a hunch. And they're just going to allow this to simmer and allow Brandon Ayuk and his agent to decide, do you want the money or do you want to stay here? You pick. Your choice. And I think the way the 49ers, I might be in the minority here. I think this is pretty smart by the 49ers to do it this way. And it sends a message. Think about the other players, because I was about to jump off. I can't now. Think about the other players in the locker rooms that are due extensions. Just next year, Charvarius Ward, Diamador Lenore, Dre Greenlaw, Talanoa Hufanga, Aaron Banks. Like, there's a lot of guys in that locker room that are about to go through this situation, that are right there. Like, they're looking for their next big contract. And shoot, look how the 49ers are handling this, right? And so if you are wanting to play hardball with the 49ers, you better be ready. And part of that is playing for the New England Patriots, which nobody wants to do. Nobody does. So anyway, let me refresh, just make sure I'm not missing anything on the, you know, quote unquote true insiders and all those things. Oh, speaking of inside information, Drew Breesy, Wayne Breesy, 10 years of marriage. Happy anniversary to the man. Love that dude. We are not going to have another Wayne, John and Wayne show tomorrow because it's his anniversary. He's doing the family thing. So that's awesome. We'll be back the following week after the Titans preseason game, 49ers Titans preseason. And one thing I'm most excited about, we finally get film. And if you've never joined us at the 49ersrush.com or a Patreon page, we go through every single snap, offense, defense, and special teams, all 22 tape, broken down every single play. This is why this play worked. The guard overstepped the B gap here, and this is why, you know, they overload blitz to the left. Hot read was here, all that stuff. That starts next week. We have the past 3 years, every single snap. As soon as you sign up, you get every single snap. You can go back and look through every game, playoff game, preseason game, whatever you want. That's all up on the 49ersrush.com and our Patreon channel, which is in the description of this video. But that's going to do it for us now. I will be live right after training camp practice ends with a just practice report. We'll see how that goes. I'm going to pay even more attention to Ricky Pearsall to see if he is back and ready to take that Ayuk role if he does get traded. But hopefully we get to keep both. You guys are the best. Until next time, stay strong, faithful.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.